Hey guys, welcome back. You are listening to the Struggle Well Project, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away. So this month we are focusing on body. I talked with Polly Connor about freezer cooking because it's important what we put in our body. Talked with my sister about kitchen because that is where we feed our body. This week, I'm talking with Kara Osborne about body image, and then next week, Rebecca and I will do a problem solved where we solve all of your body problems. You're welcome in advance for that. So last week, Katie and I did talk about tips and tricks to keep our kids busy in the kitchen, recipes we love, stuff we did when we were little that we shouldn't have done in the kitchen. So make sure to head back to episode, 168. It's unknowable. Last week's episode, if you haven't listened yet. Okay, so this week I'm talking to my friend Kara Osborne. I asked her to come on the show because she is one of the most genuine and just all around lovely humans that I have met. She will be quick to tell you that she is a fitness professional who doesn't think that she's actually a fitness professional, but she is. She has no idea what an encouragement she is to the rest of us who are very aware that we do not know what we are doing in the area of fitness. She is sincere and she is focusing on the Lord and sharing with the rest of us what she has learned along the way. You're going to be so encouraged by this chat, so let's jump right in. Hey, Kara, how are you today?
Hey, Emily, I'm good. I'm excited to talk with you.
I know. You are very literally one of my favorites.
Aww.
I just love your heart. I love your little accent. I love working out with you. I love all of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So why don't you go ahead and tell us about you? Who are you?
Yeah.
Where do you live, your family, all that stuff?
Yeah. Okay. So my name is Kara Osborne. I live in a town outside of Hickory, North Carolina, with my husband, Marcus, and we have two kids. They are 8 and 10. I'm a former school teacher and school counselor turned, what do you call what I do, Emily? I guess I'm a wellness professional. But maybe not in the traditional sense. So I lead an online ministry and platform and business called Wellness Witness and get to work for Revelation Wellness part-time and teach classes here locally in my community.
So I want to talk about Wellness Witness. I want to talk about body image. And like you said before we were recording, like it's a hard time of year to talk about it because we've just been like hardcore celebrating and we're putting on our winter coats. So I want to talk about how did the Wellness Witness get started and let's see what happens. Talk to me about it.
Okay. So I'm going to give you kind of the whole snapshot and I'm also going to speak with full transparency here. Before we talk today, I thought I don't need to be the one on this podcast talking about it because my journey does not look like one who has figured it out. Mm-hmm. But basically 6 years ago, I was where I am every single year on December 31st saying nothing I own fits. I need to find the next diet plan. I'm tired of being overweight. All the struggles that potentially many of the women listening have had. Mm-hmm. And I decided I tried all of it. I had used my Christmas money every year before on the newest plan or the newest Weight Watchers program or whatever. And those things are good. But for me, they were not sustaining. And so I said, what would it look like for me to figure out how to live well in a way that brings glory to the Lord? And that sounds really weird to people as they're listening, probably. But it was a journey that I went on for a year of just saying, okay, God, how actually could this be sustainable? Like, mm-hmm. what would it look like for me to eat in ways that fuel me to love well? Mm-hmm. What would it look like for me to move in a way that doesn't feel like punishment? And so he taught me some stuff over the year, and I thought that was good and done, and I could move on with life. And he started to prompt me that I was supposed to teach people about it. And I'm like, I don't want to. Like, I don't like public speaking. I don't like putting myself out there. It makes me super uncomfortable. But he prompted me back then to start a blog. And that was in the, you know, people were really into blogs back then. So,
well, how far, when was this?
This was 2014 when I first launched Wellness Witness. Yeah, 2014. Prayed about a name and all those things, you know. And anyway, so I just started writing about what I had learned along the way. And I also believe in teaching about the struggles. And turns out people like that. And so that just grew and it kind of transformed into some different things. And then I started feeling like he was saying, I want you to actually like move people. And I'm like, no, it's not really for me either, right? Like totally not for me. But one day I was sitting at my computer and Googling, and I found a ministry called Revelation Wellness, which your listeners are probably familiar with. Okay. And I just sat at my computer and I cried. And I'm like telling my husband, I think this thing is for me. And he was like, that's weird, but we can pray about it. Okay. And so,
well, hold it. At this point, had you already been like working out on your own? Like, so you kind of were doing Revelation Wellness things without knowing about Revelation Wellness.
Yeah, totally. Okay. I had spent a year figuring it out, like literally just me walking with the Lord and being like, what does this look like?
I want to thank one of today's sponsors, BioClarity. So listen, BioClarity is a beauty brand that wants to give you beautiful, naturally glowing skin. So what healthy eating does for your body, BioClarity does for your face. Their green skincare line offers essential products that help clear up and calm down your skin, or keep it balanced and on track if you've already got great skin. I personally find myself loving and going to more and more the clear skin routine for combination or breakout prone skin. It helps me with redness, and I like how the moisturizer feels really light and doesn't make my face all shiny. So why don't you take the first step towards healthier, more radiant skin by going to bioclarity.com. And right now for my listeners, when you purchase a skincare routine, you're going to get a free clarifying mask with your order. That's a $25 value for free. But you need to enter my code SWP at checkout. So go to bioclarity.com and use my code SWP at checkout to get your free clarifying mask when you purchase a routine. Okay, so tell me, in that year, just you and the Lord, what were some of your takeaways?
Yeah, obedience. That results have to be measured only by have I been obedient. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I'll come back because I skipped some parts. But here I am 6 years later and I'm still learning the same lesson. Yeah. So I'm not talking to you as a woman that's figured it out. I'm talking to you as a woman who is still very much in this struggle. You know, when we talk about struggling well, I think it's when we don't quit just because it gets hard. And so, the first year, true honesty, I held it too tightly. I was consumed with measurements, right? And I would say I'm doing this for the Lord's glory, but I still got lost along the way. So yeah, 2014 was the year that started. I found Revelation Wellness halfway through that year and went through training that fall. And then the Lord just started kind of moving things around. I began teaching local classes with women at 5:30 in the morning.
Tell me about your first class. Like, you don't even want to do this.
Oh, my word. So no idea what I'm doing. Went to the library and checked out a book on what exercises to do. Like, literally, No, I'd been to two group fitness classes my whole life. Like, this was not my thing. I had two young babies. I was a school counselor. Like, it was not my jam, other than I had learned the results that come from obedience. And so I'd spent a year doing it in my family room by myself with my hand weights. And then the Lord said, I want you to teach people. And so I thought, let me just post on Facebook and see if anybody would show up. Mm-hmm. And women are looking for community, period. They are. And so I said, who wants to meet me at the park for a workout? And that first day, 17 women came. And wow. I think it's just because they loved me. I think they felt very great. I don't know. But they came. And
it's a pity workout.
No. It was. But then, you know, in the first workout, like, you know, it takes time to develop your voice and to develop what you've been called to. And so that was just a process of unfolding. From that first yes of showing up and doing that, the Lord just gave me the next step. And so that looked like continuing to teach classes. Then it looked like more classes. Then I started to have women message and say, I really want to come, but I can't. Could you film some things? And so I would film workouts and post them on YouTube. And then women would say, I really need some community. So that led to an online platform. And it's looked different over the years. Like, now I mainly post what the Lord is teaching me on social media. But when the journey started, Emily, it was about how can I lose weight sustainably and give glory to God? Mm-hmm. But that got hijacked. It got hijacked along the way. And it started to be where I would do my measurements every month, right? Like, measurements to see if I'm making progress. But my heart had gotten out of alignment. So you can swing to either of two extremes.
Yeah.
And so then I swung back to the other side and I'm like, it's all freedom. Like, we're free and the Lord has blessed us and we're free to make any choices we want to. And that's true as well. However, there are consequences when we don't live in obedience with what we've been called to. Yeah. So now Wellness Witness and Kara looks like a community and a place where I'm saying to women, we're called to live well, but that may not look anything like we think it should look like. Yeah. And my worth isn't going to be measured by the circumference of my thighs, right? The Lord's not going to look at me and say, what's your weight looking like today, right? He looks at our hearts. And so it's such a strange place to be in, to be working in the field of wellness, but knowing that physical wellness will never sustain if it's something I'm summoning up on my own. And so, I stand here as a woman that by all standards might be disqualified by other fitness professionals saying you don't live like a fitness professional should live. You don't look like a fitness professional should look. Yet knowing that specifically the people I have been called to are women who are in the fight but aren't willing to give up.
I love it. And I got to say, not being somebody who's ever been athletic or whatever, I had asthma really bad when I was little. And so I just never ran or did anything because I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And breathing
is
pretty important. And so I just tell myself that I can't move because I just couldn't before. I can now, but I like to not. And so anyway, I think that anything that looks really polished makes me feel, I'm already trying to disqualify myself. And so if it looks too polished, I'm like, yep, we're agreeing that this isn't for me. But I love your workouts. I mean, one of my favorite ones, I mean, I have so many favorite ones, but you were working out and you like, I don't know if your basement's like low, but you were like hitting the ceiling. You're pretty tall.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, I love that she doesn't even fit in that space. And it's not stopping her. And I love, like, at one point, your dogs were all running around and they were like on the bed and then they fell off the bed and you just kept going. Like, just, I love how it's just like working out with an actual friend. And you are my friend, but it's just so approachable. And
thank you. Here's the thing, though, right? Like, I'm a former perfectionist, like, believe it or not, I'm Enneagram type 3, like through and through. Like, I want to perform well. I want to do things well. But the Lord healed me and delivered me into this space where I'm like, I'm going to offer up what I have. And maybe my mess, like maybe my broken places, maybe my places where I don't get it quite right, are going to make you bolder to offer up what you have too. So like, there are still moments I'm tempted when I look left or look right at other programs online that do similar things. And I'm like, oh, mercy. Like, I have no business being in this space, except that there's a woman on the other side of that screen, or maybe on the other side of this podcast right now, who is in the middle of her own mess. And she needs to hear someone saying, it doesn't have to be perfect to move forward. It's good enough. It's good enough.
Yeah. And I love your things. You say stuff like, you have a good enough eating plan.
Mm-hmm.
And as we move with you, you say stuff like, you're doing it right. And I'm in it with you. And I just think, where did all that come from? Just spending time with the Lord. Because I'm a perfectionist too. And so how did you get there? Like, let me just be very honest. I want to have some live events. I am petrified that it will not go well. And so I won't do it.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm supposed to do some more in-person connecting things. And I'm so terrified. So I'm in my own place with that. So help me get out of it.
We all are. Can I just say that? Like, we all are. All of us listening have this thing that we know we're supposed to move towards, but we stop because we don't have it all completely figured out.
Yeah.
Or it seems too scary. I would say those statements have been developed over time and over the Lord proving that He will use what we have to offer, right? Like, He'll use what we have to offer. So my little, when coupled with His much, is enough. Mm. The things He invites us into, He doesn't say we have to fully have them figured out. He says, I want your obedience. And so I offer up my obedience. He does the work. If I'm not willing to do that, His purposes will still be accomplished. I just miss out on the blessing of that. Now, there are still days that when I teach or when I post, like, I literally cringe. Like, I should not be posting this for the whole wide internet to see, except that the messages I get back from women are like, thank you for saying that. Me too. Right. Mm-hmm. And isn't that a powerful thing to connect with someone?
It really is.
And to hear. Yeah.
But it's funny because the battle doesn't go away of thinking, I have no business even putting this out there. Like, if they knew, I don't know. Like, we were talking before we even started about all the whispers we've been getting from the enemy of like, let's not have this conversation. We've been trying to have this conversation for a long time. And I think for me, it's very encouraging to hear you say that. You haven't arrived, but you're keeping on going, even though you don't feel qualified, because I have the same feelings. I want to take a moment and tell you about Zola, which is the easiest way for those of you getting married soon to plan that wedding and register. So Zola gives you a free wedding website. Your registry is done right on the website. You can do your save the dates, your invitations. They have planning tools, and it's all in one place. So the free wedding website takes minutes to set up. They have all kinds of beautiful website designs. I gotta say, I got married like 15 years ago. We didn't have no wedding websites. This whole getting married right now thing sounds like a very stressful undertaking, but with all the special things that are happening for weddings these days, I would say Zola is the place to do it because it's all in one spot. Once you build your registry on Zola, the guests get free shipping and returns and even price matching. You can even register for gift cards to places like Southwest Airlines, Hulu, Home Depot. You can even create funds for a puppy. That's adorable. So to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/SWP. Get $50 off your registry and a free wedding website. Go to zola.com/SWP. So we all have no choice but to keep our houses clean. Some of us should clean our houses more. I'm looking at myself here. But regardless of how good we are at keeping our houses clean, we all have cleaning products somewhere in the house. The tricky thing is you really need the cleaning products to work. However, you also don't want them to be full of a bunch of toxins that are gonna be bad for your family. I wanna tell you that I have been using Branch Basics and I really love it. Their products are plant and mineral based. There's no harmful preservatives. They're biodegradable. They don't test on animals. They're non-GMO. All the great things that we would hope would be in our cleaning products. But most importantly, they really work. I've been doing my windows, bathrooms, kitchen counters, my laundry. Choose to clean your house safely and effectively with Branch Basics. My listeners are going to get 15% off of a starter kit by going to branchbasics.com and entering my code SWP at checkout. That's branchbasics.com. Use promo code SWP to get 15% off of your starter kit. Branchbasics.com, promo code SWP.
Here we are in January. This is go time, right? For like anybody who works in this industry that I'm in, it's go time. And I'm launching, you know, this membership open for people to join the tribe. Yet I'm having to say to the ladies in that group, listen, as your leader, I need you to know that I was disobedient for the last month, that I did not make good choices when I should have. And yes, we have freedom to enjoy things with our families over Christmas and cookies. And I'm a proponent of that. I like treats. But I was disobedient in not honoring what the Lord's called me to. And that's a path of freedom right through the middle. And so having to own up and fess up to people and say, I'm trying to lead you, but I'm getting it wrong. The Lord is still meeting me in it. Like none of us have it figured out. I would say to your listeners, whether you are 100 pounds overweight, whether you're 10 pounds overweight, whether you have the perfect physique, we will never arrive on our own. Mm-hmm. And anything we're trying to sustain in our own strength won't be able to be sustained, right? We're never mm-hmm. going to completely arrive or be fulfilled there. So yeah, I don't have it figured out. And I think that's okay. I think sometimes what are we measuring our progress and our success by? I've got a story I tell all the time, and I've probably told it to you before, Emily. So
I want to hear it again, whatever it
pretend
is.
Pretend you don't remember. So I had a member and she had a goal of fitting into this pair of pants, right? And so every month she would try on her progress pants and she's eating well and she's moving well. She's doing all the stuff, right? So it comes time to try on the pants and she pulls the pants up. And they won't go past her thighs. And she's like, forget it. Like all this work was for nothing. I can't even fit into these pants. I'm so sick of trying, right? All the stuff we've probably thought before.
Totally.
She takes the pants off. She throws her little temper tantrum like we probably all would have. And then she notices it's her daughter's pants. She had grabbed the wrong pair of pants. And so she's measuring her progress by how well she's fitting into someone else's pants. Wow. And we're doing the same thing, right? Yes. I'm measuring my effectiveness as someone who's leading in the health and wellness field by looking at how someone else does it.
Yes.
And that's actually not what he's called me to. The Lord has given each of us specifically what we need for the thing we have been called to do. And I will get that wrong every time I look at what you have been called to do and how you do it. Or every time I look at my neighbor or the other, you know, famous Instagrammer or whoever, mm-hmm. I'm going to get it wrong if I measure my progress that way.
Okay. It's so hard though, because that's, how do you keep your eyes on your own paper?
For me, it's second by second reminder of who I am and what I've been called to. And how I know who I am is who he is, right? Like, I can't know who I am if I don't actually know who he is. I think in our culture, we've gotten really good at saying things like, you're a princess and you're so beautiful and all the stuff, right? We've gotten really good at repeating those things over ourselves, and they come from scripture and they're true. But they don't stick because we've missed the point. We've made it about ourselves and how we can prop up our own self-esteem again, our own body image, instead of esteeming him, which is what we're called to. See, every time I make it about me, I've missed the point. So when I have Monday, I'm teaching my first fitness class back over break. And to be honest, I'm a little apprehensive about that. I'm going to be standing on stage wearing some extra Christmas fluff, right? Like, I'm coming with all the mess. So I have this temptation to shrink back and be like, I don't want to. But what if exactly what he's called me to, I need to be in this vehicle for a while, right? And so when we're thinking about we aren't the point he is, if I start to disqualify myself because the size of my thighs and I no longer step forward, he's not getting the glory he's due, and I'm missing out on what I've been called to as well.
It's hard.
Oh, mercy. Eyes on your own paper. It's just a practice. You go back to it again and again. I don't have it figured out. Can I tell you that? I don't have it figured out. But I know it's worth pursuing. And so I try to stay in the word, and I try to go back to the truth of who I know he is. I try to go back to, okay, what actually is it? Am I training to be an ornament that other people are going to look at and admire? Am I putting myself out there so that I can build a platform? Am I speaking and teaching because I want people to say, oh, that was so good? Or is actually my goal to be an instrument, a tool that points back to who he is? Because if I'm seeking to build up the kingdom of Kara, if I'm seeking to make much of myself physically, I'm not doing what I've been called to, and he needs to shut it down.
Yes. You know, it's funny because I find there's all those necessary evils. Like, they're not evil, but, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, of Instagram and platform building and stuff to get the message out. And so I find that when it feels too heavy and I want to quit, that's kind of an indication that I'm either comparing myself or I'm making it about me.
Or picked up something you're not meant to carry, right?
Yeah. So I'm not sure if you know this, but most people who lose weight end up gaining it all back. Why is that? It's because most weight loss plans tell you what to do while you're on the plan, but then you have no idea what to do after. So there's an app though called Noom, and it helps you kind of develop a new relationship with food. So with Noom, you have a support team. You get a goal specialist, and then there's also the community element to keep you encouraged and on the right track. I like that with their food tracker, there's no foods that are off limits, but they do kind of tell you which ones are going to keep you full longer and which ones you kind of need to be careful about. I tend to be pretty all or nothing. And so if I have made a not great food choice, I want to just quit the whole thing. But Noom teaches you that all you have to do is get back on track for the next meal. You can sign up for your trial today at Noom, which is Noom.com/SWP. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/SWP to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/SWP.
There was a while back that Emily and I were talking on Voxer, and I said to her, I don't think I want to talk about this health and wellness thing anymore. Like, I'm done. I'm done talking about that. Like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. And Emily said to me, and I'm so grateful for this because you're the only person who pushed back on this.
Oh,
with
really?
Me.
I don't even remember what I said. I can't
you
wait to
said,
hear it.
As a believer, can we really ever be done with that? And I'm like, oh, like, truth, right? Like, I cannot walk forward in freedom and purpose if I haven't actually kept in place the things the Lord said. Right. And that's living well, right? Like, I can't ever actually be done. There will not be a time that I have arrived and can say all done. Yeah. I think the other thing to what you asked a second ago about keeping your eyes on your own paper is having women around you or people around you that remind you, that push you back to truth. We say it with Revelation Wellness all the time, but they don't just try to help you feel better. They actually want to see you get better. Yeah. And sometimes that's doing the hard work of saying, okay, Emily, you're struggling with Instagram. Like, have you allowed that on the throne of your heart? Has that become an idol to you? For myself, if I am weighing in right now, this time of year, trying to get back to discipline, the scale is not an enemy. But if I allow that scale to tell me my worth that day, that's a problem. That's a misplaced priority. That's an idol that I've set up in my own heart. So having people that remind you of that truth as well.
Yeah, so good. I'm so thankful for you and what you do.
I am thankful for you.
So tell me where people can find you online. It's wellnesswitness.com, yes?
Yeah. And there's some free resources there. There's all my old blog stuff. But for the most part, I'm on social media. I just kind of post as the Lord tells me to. So there will be days where you don't hear anything from me. And then there will be days where I might have a lot to say. So on Facebook, it's Wellness Witness. And on Instagram, it's Wellness Witness. Got a YouTube channel. It's got some free workouts and stuff people can check out there if they want to as well.
I love it. Okay, so I want to move on to a lightning round where I ask you five questions you haven't prepared for. I know.
Oh, mercy. I'm nervous. Okay.
You're going to make it through this. So number one, what's the most disgusting ice cream flavor?
Oh, there is no disgusting ice cream flavor.
Really?
All ice cream, check. Yes. Okay. Saturday night ice cream. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've never had one disgusting flavor. Have you?
Rocky Road is so gross.
Oh, no. I mean, the marshmallows, they're not my favorite, but
there shouldn't be nuts in there.
Yeah, no nuts in your ice cream.
Or marshmallows. And I don't like chocolate ice cream. No.
Oh, so sad. You're missing out. All ice cream.
What's your favorite flavor then?
Chocolate moose tracks is what we have in our freezer at all times. Okay. And on Saturday night, I have a cup of chocolate moose tracks every single Saturday night. And I don't feel bad about it. Just as a little side note.
You shouldn't. Okay, number two. What's the most uncomfortable thing that you had to do out of politeness?
Oh, that's a hard question. Most uncomfortable thing you've had to do out of politeness.
Like, have you ever had to eat something disgusting? Or?
Oh, totally. I'm sure. When I first started dating my husband, this isn't about eating, but I went over to his apartment and he was cooking our supper and I heard some kind of commotion. I've never told this story. I heard some kind of commotion like in the kitchen. I'm like, what is going on? And I am deathly terrified of mice, Okay. And he had caught a mouse in his sink. Now, how that happens, I don't know. But out of politeness, and I wanted him to think that I was still like really great because we were just dating. Uh-huh. I had to stay and like finish the meal and not lose my junk. But I wanted to totally panic in that moment. Yeah.
That is so funny. I love it.
Yeah. So gross, right?
Ooh. How do you trap it in the sink? That's a large area to...
No,
impressive. Okay.
I don't know if there was a trap.
And that's where he cooked the food too.
Isn't that gross? I know. I stayed. I ate the meal. I must have really liked it. Yeah. If that happened now, it would be a different story. Yeah.
Okay. So what is the most beautiful view you've ever experienced?
Oh, mercy. I should probably say something really holy right here. Like, looking on the faces of my children when they were born. That experience. Most beautiful thing I've ever seen. This is going to sound weird. I was in the room with my grandfather when he died and it was holy. It was beautiful. He was a believer. He was surrounded by a family who held hands and sang him right on into eternity.
Oh, I just got chills. That's beautiful.
Oh, it was so beautiful. Probably the most beautiful moment I've been able to be a part of so far. So yeah.
That's great. If people stop listening to this podcast and it kind of runs its course, I want to go back to nursing and be a hospice nurse. I love that moment.
It's a hard moment and it's a holy moment, right?
I know. Yeah. So precious. Okay. Right. What is something you have a hard time with, but most people think it's very easy?
Oh, mercy. Standing on stage and speaking.
You are so good at it. Oh my gosh. I can't believe.
That's the Lord. That's his kindness. Here's an example. I've led worship now at my church for like 7 years. So I sing and I play the bass guitar.
I didn't know that.
Every single week before I have to sing by myself, I am physically sick, like nervous. And I've been doing it every Sunday for 7 years. I've been teaching fitness classes for 5 years. And before every single class, I'm nervous. I've gotten the opportunity to travel and speak a little bit more as this thing has grown. And beforehand, every single time, like physically ill, hands shaking, knees knocking together. And you know what? I've been on both extremes. You probably don't want this long of an answer.
That's great.
But I fully believe that it's what I'm called to do. But I think sometimes what we're called to costs something. And so it might come easily to people. I have a friend and she says, well, I just stand on stage and speak because I'm a daughter. I know I'm a daughter. So I just show up and speak as a daughter. And that's true. But I would say to you, I also stand on stage and speak as a daughter who is terrifying, but knows that the calling is worth pursuing, right? Yeah. It doesn't disqualify you from being a daughter. It just means it looks different. So yeah, public speaking, terrifying.
You're just a scared daughter.
That's right. I'm the scaredy cat. That's right.
I love it. That's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, what's something you can't stop talking about?
Okay, so I just started watching, you know, the book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. You know what I'm talking about?
Maria Kahn or something. Kahn? I don't know.
A Netflix show just came out with this.
Okay.
And so I'm like obsessed with trying to get my home back into shape. It's like this losing battle. Remember how I said I was a perfectionist before? Now I've swung the other way. So I'm trying to learn to tidy my home.
Yeah.
And so that show is so fun. It's so fun. It's on Netflix right now.
And what's it called? That same title?
It's called Tidying Up or Life Changing. I should have looked that up. Something like that. Yeah. Okay. It's on like the new releases right now for Netflix.
Okay. That's so good. It's funny. So I've been sick for a while. I finally felt better yesterday. And so I decided in my wisdom, we have, do you know what a wet bar is? Like that little room.
Yeah, we have one in my house, 1981.
Exactly. Yeah. In the 70s, my house was built.
Yeah.
And we always used it for like school supplies when we homeschooled and everything like that. And it just became this, like, I'm the only one who tidies up all the school supplies and the kids just like throw stuff in there. And I just feel sad about my life and whatever.
Yes.
And so because I finally felt better yesterday, I ripped out the sink. I ripped out all the cabinets. I put because I want to make it like a reading nook. We don't need all
Teach
that
me.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But I did a whole lot of demo yesterday and now I feel just as sick as I could be again. But, but I'm excited to throw stuff away and make that a usable space.
Yeah. She said yesterday in the episode I was watching, tidying up will look really messy in the middle of it. And that means you're on the right track.
Well, good. Because my living room is a disaster.
Yeah. Same.
I love it. Okay. Well, Kara, listen, we're out of time. Thank you for being my friend and for being obedient because it is such a blessing to so many.
Yeah. Thank you. Your obedience prompts mine. So thanks for all that you do.
Okay, she gave us a lot to think about. I love that, Kara Osborne. So what will your strategy be to struggle well based on what Kara said this week? Number one, I would say head to wellnesswitness.com and check out what she has to offer. I promise she will make you feel very regular because she is very regular. She's just got such a sweet spirit. Love her. Maybe this week to struggle well, you stop looking at your results, even anything, not even body related, but your results with whatever it is that you're looking at results about, not in terms of what was the outcome, but in terms of was I obedient? Obedience is important. We know it's important with our children. We just forget that it's important with us. Well, guess what? I hate to be the bearer of bad news. We need to be obedient too. Or finally, maybe you struggle well this week by jumping into something that makes you super freaked out, like Kara with leading her first actual workout or even starting her ministry at all freaked her out. Do the things as a daughter of the king who happens to be very scared. That's fine. I don't think we have to wait for the fear to go away. I get afraid every time I have a podcast interview, every time I speak, all things that I know I'm supposed to do, still freaked out about it. So please, this week, struggle well. If fear has been holding you back, just go ahead and do the thing. So just a reminder, if you got something out of this episode, would you hit share and send it to your friend, give it to her in a text, put it on social media. Just do not keep this to yourself. If you loved it, someone you know will love it too. Also, hit subscribe and make sure that all these come to you automatically. I want your life to be easier, so go ahead and subscribe to this show. And when you shop on Amazon this week, go ahead and use the show's affiliate link. It really helps me out. It is, I'm sure you can say it with me by now, amazon.com/shop/strugglewellproject. It's simple and it costs you nothing and it really helps us. Finally, this week at 1 p.m. Central, I'm going to be on Instagram Live, so please find me on Instagram at strugglewellproject. The day before, I'll have a question box up and you can ask me any questions you have about body image and I will do my best to answer them. And together, we will continue the practice of loving our actual lives. You can stop striving because you are already enough. Let me pray for us. Lord, it really just does depend on the minute and the way we're looking at things. We are so thankful for all that our bodies accomplish. And sometimes we're super duper mad that they don't look like we feel like they should. God, would you help us be more concerned with us esteeming you and less concerned with us esteeming ourselves? Would you help us measure our results this week and going forward based on how obedient were we to you? How much were we looking to you? How much were we deferring to you? And less about the results as the world sees them. Lord, thank you that your eyes towards us are kind. Thank you that you are not in a bad mood. And you're on our side. God, help us to be more about you than we are about having the quote-unquote perfect body. In Jesus' name, amen.